Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Russ M., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Norristown, PA. Today's Friday, June 19th, 2026. And today we're reading in the Big Book. We're back in Weak Gnostics, page 46, first paragraph. Yes, we have a Gnostic temperament, and ending with the power which is God. All right, that power which is God. That's what we're reading today. Our readers, for the steps, we have Olivia K. For the traditions, Tens and P. Reading the text and starting us off with the shares is Mar Z. Page 164 is Marjo. Our backup readers, Tina S. Newcomer greeters, Colleen M. And second hour host is Robin L. All right, our reference numbers for yesterday, Thursday, June 18th, 2026. 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,559. That's 23,559. The 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,560. 23,560. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry a message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition, states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and a practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Olivia K. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Olivia K. from Illinois. Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for your service, Russ. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivia. And now we have Tens of Peace going to read the traditions for us.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, everyone. Tenzin P checking in from New York. And here are our beautiful 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsive eating. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tenzin. And thanks, Olivia, again. How our meeting works. Meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in We Agnostics. We're on page 46, that first full paragraph, starting with, yes, we of agnostic temperament, and it ends with that power, which is God. And Mara Z is going to start us off, read and share.
Good morning, Russ. Mara Z, gratefully recovered in Virginia. Yes, we of agnostic temperament have had these thoughts and experiences. Let us make haste to reassure you. We found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice and express even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves, we commenced to get results. Even though it was impossible for any of us to fully define or comprehend that power, which is God. This paragraph gives me hope, because it's not telling me I have to believe right now. It's telling me that I can lay aside my prejudice, my preconceived notions, my ideas about what God is or isn't. I can lay those aside, and if I express even a willingness to believe, I don't have to believe right now. I just have to have a willingness to believe that there is a power greater than myself, I will get results. That first bit of power that came into me was my being able to, with his power, put down the food. I didn't want to put down the food after my relapse. I wanted to work the steps, but I knew if I wanted to work the steps, I had to put down the food, and I didn't want to do that. It was too painful, and yet it was too painful to stay in the food as well. So, what was my choice? I was going to have to lay aside my prejudice. I was going to have to be willing, once again, to believe that there's a power greater than myself. And once I did that, and once I was able to put down the food with his help, I became abstinent, and that's when I can take off and work the steps. as they say, as my hair is on fire. Because working the steps is yet another pathway to get to my higher power. God is infused into this program. It's a spiritual malady, and it's solved with a spiritual solution. I don't have to know right now. I just have to have a willingness to believe. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Mar. Appreciate it. Thanks for your service. All right. We're going to open up the lines for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day. If you share it on Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday, please step back. I'll need your first name, first initial of your last name, and where you're calling in from. I'll let you know throughout the meeting where we're at. And
Kelly S.
Okay, we're going to go Kelly S.
Elsie,
Heather K. Hold on. Kelly, Tina, Elsie. Elsie? Did we get Elsie?
Yep.
Claire E. from the UK.
One second, Claire. Mary, there was someone in there, too.
Elise in Georgia.
Elise?
No, it's Lisa in Georgia.
Ah. Lisa and there we go. Sorry. I got Claire. Sorry about that.
Janice
this morning.
Janice.
All right, cool.
Joni M.
Joni.
M.
M. I got you.
Lori G.
Lori.
Valerie from Massachusetts.
All right, Valerie. What's the first initial of your last name?
E.
E. Valerie E. All right. One, two. You know, let's go with this group. We got it's a pretty good list. Kelly S. Tina S. I think it was Elsie or Kelsey. I'm sorry about that, and I didn't get the first initial. Claire E. Lisa N, Janice PM, Joni M, Lori G, and Valerie A. All right, Kel, you're up.
All right, thanks, Russ. Hey, good morning, everybody. Kelly S, Kelly EYS from Tulsa, Oklahoma, recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. Mara, thanks for getting us started. So here we are, we're in step two because we've hopefully admitted we're powerless. I'm powerless. And I don't have the power. I may have the desire to stop, but I don't have the power. So I've got to find this power. And that's what it's talking about. You know, the set aside prayer we hear about isn't really actually in the book. They get it from pieces. And this is one of them, willing to lay aside that prejudice. I came to step two and I'm thinking, well, I mean, how do I know there's a God, right? How do I know? I wanted to figure it out. I wanted to be able to know before I worked this. And I love that somebody shared a few days ago, one of our fellows, that, you know, that promise of spiritual awakening isn't till 12. Like, such an addict of me thinking I'm going to have it by step two. And I hear people, my sponsees say, and I'll say, it's like, I'm waiting. I don't feel this God thing, right? I'm here at step two, and all it's saying is I'm coming to believe I don't have the power, and I need a power, right? And the weird thing is, you guys, I didn't have to explain or understand my disease. I did it anyway. It didn't make sense to me that I was over 100 pounds overweight. I kept eating. It didn't make sense to me that I was binging and purging over 5-6 times a day. I did it anyway. I didn't go, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to figure it out before I do it. No, I just did it. So where's my hesitancy here, right? I'm out of power. I got to find some power if I want to get out of this food. If I want to get my life under control, am I just willing to believe that there's some power, whatever that power is, and it's greater than me? I don't have to define it. I don't have to explain it. I heard an AA speaker, and I've shared this before, and I love this. And he said that. He goes, in step two, in these steps at all, we don't have to define this power. We don't have to understand it. We don't have to explain it. But if I work these steps, if I follow these instructions, then I get to experience it. I get to experience this power. And that's what I do. It's like I come to believe. And I only do that by putting down the food and getting busy and working these steps to get that connection, to get to 12, the 12th step where that promise is having a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, not here in two, such addict thinking, I want it now, right? So guess what? You don't have to explain it. You don't have to understand it, define it. Just get willing to do the work. And I promise you, you'll start to experience this power that you've never had before. And with that, I pass. Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Kelly. Next up is Tina S., followed by Elsie.
Thanks so much, Russ. Tina S., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic in Florida. Yeah, great shares this morning. You know, bottom line is, you know, when I got here, I believed in God, you know, and that's not what this step says. And it's been said by the first two shares. It doesn't say we believe in anything, you know, because I believed in God. I just didn't believe God was working in my life. He was probably working in yours, but not mine. You know, and step two says came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. You know, and so in order for me to have any kind of willingness to believe anything like that, you know, it says we found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice and express even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves, we commenced to get results. And that was my experience. You know, as soon as I, you know, gave up all my ideas, my great plans and designs, you know, for just simple direction and being willing to just do what you suggested that I do, because you had done this before and you got the result and I wanted what you had. So I'm going to do what you do, that I even come close to having an experience, you know, again, when I laid aside everything I thought I knew, you know, for a new experience. And you gave me that, you know, you gave me your experience. So I followed direction, like what was said. And what happened for me can happen for you, you know, and I take these steps and I have a spiritual experience, you know, actually a transformation. And that only came about through working these steps. And then I got in contact with this power, which I have today. And I connect with him as soon as I wake up in the morning and throughout the day on most days. You know, I'm not perfect by any means, but on most days, you know, I start in the morning connecting, and throughout the day I continue to connect. And then I have this life of freedom that I never had. That what is what I came here for. You know, I didn't come here for the diet. I didn't come here for friends. I didn't come here for God. I didn't come here for any of that. I wanted to be free. And what I am today is free. You know, and the benefit is that I got all that other stuff, you know, that I didn't think I wanted, because I didn't know what I wanted. And today I'm free, and, you know, and I live a life beyond my wildest dreams. And again, I always say this, because when I heard it when I first came in, I thought you guys were blowing smoke. What do you mean life beyond my wildest dreams? It's just so crazy. And that's what I experienced today. You know, this is some good stuff, and I'm really looking forward to hearing some more shares. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Tina. Next up, I think it's Elsie. I think. Elsie?
Hello, I'm here. This is Elsie
okay.
M. This is Elsie M from outside Philadelphia.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Prejudice, that word is peppered all through this chapter. And it reminds me that even when I think I might not have prejudice, when I think I might not have prejudice, I still might have prejudice, because they keep repeating it over and over again about the scales of prejudice. You know, what happened to Bill? It dropped from him when he had his spiritual experience. And so I have to lay aside my prejudice over and over again. And as people have said before me, that find that power, find that power. That is the most important thing. To find that power, not just for my abstinence, but also for my everything else in my life, everything that I go through in my life. And so I'm so grateful for this chapter and this paragraph. As someone else had said, it gives me hope that I can lay aside my prejudice and express even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves. So it doesn't say I have to, it just says a willingness. And that we get results immediately. So that's That's really all I had to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elsie. Next up is Claire E., followed by Lisa N.
Thanks, Ross. My name is Claire E. I'm a compulsive eater and bulimic from the UK. I was just reading through this first line, actually. Yes, we have agnostic temperaments, you know, temperament being a sort of character or state of mind, have had these thoughts and experiences. So I guess it's what thoughts and experiences. I was reading through the paragraph before, you know, we've got this doubt, prejudice, debate going on, you know, all of these reasons that God might not be able to do this for us. And yet, you know, also these moments that everybody's had where, you know, we have these moments. So I think Bill W. had one in Winchester Cathedral, and I remember several from my own life I can draw on, where you just have this kind of real feeling of connection and something bigger than you, and just, you know, sort of perspective and spirituality, sort of real connection. And so there's that sort of argument and debate. And certainly me, as a sort of slightly sciencey, logical driven agnostic, when I came into the program, I could see the evidence that this program clearly works, but also just that doubt about, well, will it work for me? Am I ever going to get some sort of belief that's going to be strong enough to get me through that? And, you know, yes, I've had these moments, but also I've got a lot of doubt and sort of prejudice. And I really love that, you know, we get to have all of those thoughts and experiences. They're all relevant. And then we just need to park it. For me, I had to just park what I thought I knew. And someone's already mentioned the set aside prayer, which is one I use a lot. And, you know, just lay all that aside. Because what we're always asked to do in this program is be open-minded and willing. And, you know, for me, that's meant just sort of laying aside what I think and kind of doing what I've been told and what I've been recommended, and just trusting that this is an experiential program. And if I take the 12 steps, you know, I am promised a spiritual experience. Now, that might not mean I'm going to suddenly become terribly religious, but it will certainly mean that I can have that connection and I can access the power that I need in order to, you know, sort of have enough power for my food addiction to be, you know, quiescent, for want of a better word. So, you know, as someone else has said, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this chapter about laying aside prejudices, being open-minded, taking the action, being willing, going seeking, you know, search diligently, you know, think honestly, question stuff for myself, you know, and it says then I will commence to get results, and I don't need to. It says it's impossible for any of us to fully define or comprehend the power which is God. So it gives me a complete free pass, really. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to fully comprehend it. I just need to take the actions and trust that what has come to other people will come to me if I do that. And that has been my experience, really. And I don't have full, amazing, 100% connection to my higher power every moment of every day, but I have far more of those moments now than I ever used to. And I aspire to make those moments more joined up and not get distracted by life, really. And yeah, I will leave it there. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Claire. Before Lisa N jumps up, let me let you know where we're at, if you came on a little later to the meeting. We're in We Agnostics, page 46, the first full paragraph, starting with, yes, we have agnostic temperament, ending with that power, which is God. All right, Lisa, you're up.
Okay. Hey, Russ. This is Lisa N., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. I'm up early with you guys on the 7 a.m. And I'm sitting here and I just can't believe. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this meeting. I'm so grateful to my higher power. And I'm so grateful to the founders of AA who wrote this book so beautifully and so inclusively. You know, the big book constantly, really lovingly, but powerfully, it tells me how I am not alone. I mean, and it's just constantly reassuring me, you know, I love how it says, we, you know, let us reassure, we have been there. We have felt this way, you know, and because I think so many, I used to feel just so damn unique, you know, and I'm not, you know, the more time goes by, I am just so not unique. And the gifts that I've received of entire abstinence and a beautiful relationship with a higher power, it's available to anybody. I mean, the work has to be done, absolutely, but it's available for anybody. And yeah, and so I have it highlighted with a pretty pink highlighted star on the side of the paragraph. We found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice, so yeah, as soon as I was able to put aside everything I thought I knew about recovery, everything I thought I knew about God, higher power, everything I thought I knew about this meeting, A Vision for You, I thought y'all were crazy. I mean, I've been coming to this meeting since, I think, you know, on and off for like the past 10 years, and I thought y'all were crazy and restrictive. And when you called yourself recovered, I thought that was blasphemy, you know, coming from another 12-step fellowship where we just don't say that word. And but I laid it aside because I didn't have anything else. The food had beaten me into that state of reasonableness, thank God, you know. So I finally got to that point where I said, I put it aside, and I had that willingness to believe. You know, God had never left me all those years I was struggling, and He continues to be by my side. And today I'm celebrating a year of entire abstinence, and it's because of you guys and my higher power and my beautiful sponsor. And I'll pass.
Thanks, Lisa. Next up is Janice PM, followed by Joni M.
Yes, good morning to you, Russ. This is Janice PM, living in Massachusetts, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. The first thing I want to do is thank God for Chapter 4. Boy, the unselfishness of our pioneers to write this chapter because of their experience, you know. Yeah, I was taught, boy, it's all about surrendering my intellectual pride and prejudice in favor of a spiritual willingness. Really, I mean, my mind was so closed, oh boy, to God. I mean, I didn't need this chapter. I went to religious school. I was taught who to believe, what he had to be. You know, and if we thought, even thought of changing our ideas about who this power was, you know, we don't do that. There's only one God. There's only one higher power. So, I mean, you know, the temperament, you know, I was stubborn when I came in here. Well, when I came into OA, I was ashamed because of my weight, because of who I was. I was guilt-ridden. And, you know, then they told me that I have to be willing to believe. That's all I have to do is willing to believe. Two criteria. I have to, you know, two criteria. A higher power cannot be me, and it has to be higher than me. Well, I'm a human. So I can't even depend upon humans, can I? Maybe in the beginning, because when I kept coming to meetings, I felt very at home. So I kept going to meetings. So that's the first thing that I did. I opened my mind because I heard hope. And that's what this step two is all about. And it's all about, they're teaching me, the book taught me, that I can discard. Oh, my goodness. It's okay, Janice. You don't have to understand God. You can discard your old ideas. Just open up your mind to something new that possibly could happen. Could, you know, is it possible that it could happen? open up our hearts and our minds to the possibility that such a power could actually, really exist in our lives. Okay, so that, you know, and I felt like at the meetings that, geez, I felt comfortable. So something is still here. And we have found, I have found, they have found, the people that write, the pioneers that wrote this book, they found some sort of power that could do for me, do for us, that we couldn't do for ourselves. No human being did it for me. You know, and I had a vision of what my higher power, who will support my recovery and who has supported my recovery and restored me. Thank you. I'm going to wrap up. And that's, we don't have to understand. We don't have to understand God. He understands us. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Jen. Next up is Joni M., followed by Lori G.
This is Joni M. from Wisconsin. I am listening to this, and these are beautiful testimonies. I have so much trouble with having faith, just so much trouble. As a child, I went through some really hard times, and I prayed. I went to a Catholic school, and the problem continued, you know, and I pray at night begging God to make my next day better, but he never, you know, that never materialized. And so today I fight, I try hard, but sometimes I just can't get it. You know, I don't have that peace, that things will work out well. So if any, I would love some phone calls. Unfortunately, I don't think my name is on the phone list, but I really need some calls from some people who have faith. So if at the end of the meeting it's possible, I'll give my phone number to hear from some of those people who are really strong in it. So thank you.
All right, Joni. Yeah, stay till for the newcomer. You could throw your number out there. They'll definitely call you. All right. That was Joni M. Next is Lori G, followed by Valerie A.
Hi, this is Lori G. Can I be heard?
Yep.
Thank you. Sorry, I hate asking that. My name is Lori G. I live in Colorado, and I've been listening to the meetings for, I want to say, 8.5 years-ish. Most of the time I listen to recorded meetings because it's more convenient, and I'm not usually up and ready to listen so early, but this morning I felt like God woke me up and said, you need to listen to a live meeting, and you need to put your name out there. So here I am. I'm not exactly sure what I need to say, but I guess I want to say first, thank you, God, for getting me up, and thank you for everyone who's on this line, for everyone who gives service, and I'm so grateful to hear the message over and over. As far as the topic, so to speak, I grew up going to church, and even when I was really little, I felt like God gave me the gift of faith, the gift of believing in him, and I had no problem with that when I came to meeting, the first time I was introduced to 12 steps, you know, that there was God, and I thought, okay, I'm good, I'm there, no problem. But then when it came to doing the fourth step, I said, no thanks, I don't need to do that. And so it took several years before I became willing to look at everything and to surrender. And I don't know why, but it took many years, like 25 or something, in program, in coming to meetings, When I first came, I surrendered immediately and said, wow, this is my home. These are my people. I am a compulsive eater and I need help. And there was a miraculous shift and I lost a bunch of weight and I went through the steps with the sponsor and there was just an amazing recovery, but it wasn't very deep and it wasn't like I didn't learn about doing 10 steps and looking at my part of my resentments. I don't know why. I mean, I probably heard about it. I just didn't do it. I don't know why. And it took several years until when I started listening to this meeting, I had asked a woman to sponsor me, and she said, one of the first things she said was, you need to listen to Vision for You every day. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Or I don't, whatever. I don't do meetings online. I do face-to-face meetings. And then COVID happened, and well, anyway, but that's time. Okay. Wow. Yep. Well, I'll just finish with, I am so grateful that I did surrender and that I have the best relationship with my higher power I've ever had, but I also want it to continue to get better. And so I will keep doing what I need to do. And thank you, everyone. So I'll pass.
Thanks, Lori. Next up is Valerie E., and then we'll take another list.
Hi, everyone. This is Valerie from Massachusetts, a compulsive overeater and addict of all other things. But when I put out my name, I thought we were just introducing ourselves because we do that on a different meeting. But anyway, I do have a strong connection with the higher power, and it's just me churning to him at the right times, you know, that sometimes my little will wants to get in the way, but I'm very grateful he has given me a powerful experience with when I was in different rooms, 12-step rooms. I had some powerful experiences with God, and I was very grateful for that because of my fears, doubts, and insecurities. So I don't have to doubt that there is a power, and I've experienced it with some recovery and different things. But like I said, I do lack sometimes turn into that power instead of myself. So with that, I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for letting me share.
All right, Valerie, thanks. So we're going to take another list. If you shared on Wednesday or Thursday, please step back. We could take, let's do four right now.
Karen K.
Karen K.
Laurel B. Laurel B.
Kate K.
Laurel
Monica
B.
Monica T.
Laurel B. Is it K.K. Monica?
Yes.
K.K. and then Monica. Let's do that. Monica T. Yes, that's right. All right, Karen, you're up.
Good morning. I'm Karen K. from Syracuse, New York, and my credit zone transfer, and I'm certainly a compulsive eater. Definitely into power. Something new happened to me the other day. We had a lot of tornado warnings, and so I need electricity to get the vacuuming done. So my first thing was I turned everything on. I trusted in that power source that I get all that done. So if the power did go out, I could do the other stuff. And I never could understand or relate about the electricity or on the special editions. I hear about the light switch and stuff like that. So that was something really, really, really new for me. And something else is pretty cool that's going on, and how God has come into my life, and a two-way prayer came to me. Hear your disease, Karen, and do the opposite. So I need to know how my disease is thinking, and God shows me to do the opposite. And I do the best I can. I know God loves triers, and he loves everybody. And so I guess that's it, Russ. I was just excited to share that. Thank you.
Laurel B, followed by Pete K, I believe.
Hi, this is Laurel B, compulsive overeater in Chicago.
Illinois. I am Kate K.
Thanks.
Hold on, Kate. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Laurel's up.
Sorry.
You're hitting it. No worries. No worries.
Are you hearing me, Russ?
Yep, we got you.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Okay, I'm Laurel, recovered compulsive overeater from Chicago, Illinois. I just kind of wanted to focus on the phrase where it says, even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves, we commence to get results. And I was taught through this program that willingness opens the door to God's grace in my life. So God's spirit started to live within me, and that's when I experienced freedom by working the steps and freedom from compulsive overeating and bulimia. This miraculous power living inside of me allowed me to do things I've never done before. I serve others by guiding them through the 12 steps. I serve my children by being present to them and really listening to them instead of lecturing them. I serve my husband by being trustworthy for 43 years of marriage. And I serve in my community by volunteering at a thrift store and a food pantry. And finally, I serve God by being a greeter at church and being on the prayer team. So I'm grateful for this miraculous power that lives inside of me and lets me experience freedom to do his will instead of my own will for about the past 5 years. And I learned this from people in the program and my sponsor, so I'm very, very grateful. And with that, I pass, Russ. Have a good weekend.
You too, Laurel. Thanks a lot. Next up is KK and then Monica T. We might be able to get a couple more.
Hi, good morning. I'm Kate K. from Pennsylvania. And, this is awesome to have this reading before the weekend. What struck me was where it said that it's impossible to fully understand higher power. And to me, that just, that reminder is so important to me because I don't have to figure it all out, you know? I just have to really concentrate and direct my prayer and meditation to be a vessel. And my higher power will tell me everything I need to know. I mean, it's tricky sometimes because sometimes I only know like the first step in front of me and sometimes it's total darkness. But the fact that I don't have to have that burden of figuring it all out, which, you know, confirms, you know, I'm not God. So why would I be able to figure everything out, you know? And it makes me feel humble too, you know, that, yeah, I am not God and I don't have to figure it out. I just have to, you know, bring everything to my higher power and, you know, do the best thing that I can. And that brings me freedom. And I came to this program for freedom and I found it. And I'm just so grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
Sorry about that. My phone got jacked up here. Okay, next up is Monica T. And then I think we'll have time for some more. Actually, you guys have been great with the time.
Good morning, Ross.
All right.
Good morning, everyone.
All right.
This is Monica T. I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Florida, presently in Vermont. So here we are. Chapter 4, We Agnostics, my subtitle. I, without knowledge, I'm missing something, I don't have something. And in this paragraph, I do have it all in green for hope.
they're giving us a lot of hope here. And we're talking about, we're coming to step two. Step two, came to believe. You know, this is a process. I see an action. I see action here. You know, it's a process to take an action, to turn, to come to. So I don't get it all at once. It's going to be a process, depending on where I'm at in this, in my experience here or my thoughts. And yes, we definitely are seeing a lot of the basis of our set-aside prayer. Let us make haste to reassure you. Okay, they're really trying to, don't worry here. We got your back. But we found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice, and I love Joe and Charlie's definition for prejudice, old ideas. My old ideas got me in a lot of trouble. Am I willing to try a new idea? Am I willing to express even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves? Well, I'll bring that down even a little further. Am I willing to believe and even the possibility that there's a power greater than I that can help me with this? And my experience has been, I've been a little over 20 years here in OA, and I still can't define or comprehend what God is, what his power is. But I do know that I can never deny that something's been helping me all these years. There is something. And another thing I've had to really learn is I got to ask for the help. And when I ask him, I get results. You know, sometimes I want to stomp my little feet. I don't want to, and I don't. Well, then, you know, how's that working for you, Monica? It doesn't work really well. But whenever I honestly turn and ask for help, I have received it. You know, miracles. The food is not an issue. It's a non-issue. There's no thoughts about it. You know, it's not 24/7 being crazy in the head about where is it? How am I going to get it? How am I going to hide it? You know, that I spent years doing. It's impossible for us to fully define or comprehend, and that is okay. But there is a power out there, and these first 100 are telling us that there is. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Monica. So let's take two more.
Who would like
to jump on?
California.
Hello,
Joy and Lee,
California. Got that? Who else?
Jennifer C.
Jennifer C. All right, that's what we got to do right now. We got time. We'll get out another. Joy, you're up.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking this meeting, Russ. I appreciate your service. I'm Joy B. from California. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I am definitely in recovery due to the visions meetings. When I was a little girl, my grandmother told me, if you truly, truly believe in God, your higher power, if you fall off the side of a mountain, you look at the scenery because you trust you're going to land. And I think God gives us exams because my higher power has like a sense of humor, because yesterday I got stuck on the freeway, and I got stuck. Five nails came out of the tire of the car that was transporting me, and we ended up in that middle where to the right of me cars were whizzing off to the off ramp, but to the left they were whizzing off going up the freeway. And I tell you, at that moment I have never ever been in that position, and I had just of course attended a meeting. And I thought, now's the time. This is an exam. This is a test, Joy. Do you or don't you trust higher power to protect you at all times? Do you or don't you trust the wisdom of higher power to get you out of this? And I was stuck there for an hour, and tears came to my eyes, and I wanted to cry, and I wanted to scream, and I wanted to say, oh, please, and I wanted to try and run. And none of that worked. I remained calm. And I said, higher power, I trust you. I trust that you have a solution. And it took a little while. The police came up behind us. The first thing was the police arrived. They came behind us. They turned on their lights so as to protect us. And it was like the moment I could make myself trust and believe and understand that higher power is here for us was the moment that my day went okay and I got to where I was supposed to be, to a doctor's appointment who took me in late, and I realized this is higher power at work. So I thank you, and with that I pass.
All right, thank you. Next up is Jennifer C.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So, you know, this book is teaching me up until this point that I have a power greater than myself, and it's killing me. There's this other power going on, and it's diabolical. It wants to steal, wants to destroy, and it's been doing that for a long time. And I look at this and I realize that if I'm going to get out of this control, out from underneath this control of this power greater than me that is destroying my life and gripping me and slitting my throat over and over again and then blaming it on me, if I am going to be delivered out of that bondage, then I have to offer myself and surrender myself to a power greater than that power. And it's teaching me that that's my only option. And we see in Bill's story, he had his pride and he had his prejudice. Pride says, I don't need God. And prejudice says, what's God done for me? And Bill had to look at both. And that was how he found his way to step three, because you know what he said? Whatever I want to blame God for, all of that can be set aside for a second because I can't do this myself. Only God can save me. And the reality is, I have to surrender to everything I think I know about things being God's fault. And I have to surrender to the fact that God wants to save me. And this power greater than me will take me out if I don't surrender. And it's literally back against the wall. I stop asking questions. I say, here I am, God, and he rescues me one day at a time. And with that, I pass.
Jennifer, we have time for a 2-minute share. Who would want it? We got 2 minutes. Who wants it?
Hi, it's Sally A. I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Sally A. New York, recovered. Thank you all for your shares. Yes, we have agnostic temperament, and I must tell you that all of us have agnostic moments. All of us have said, I can't believe. And that is an agnostic moment. And I myself, when I put the food down over a year ago, said, wow, I can't believe that God would do this for me. All this time, I thought I had to do it with God, and I was going to get some power, but I had no clue that all the power to deliver me or pull me out of the quicksand was going to come from God. I was going to have nothing to bring to it. It was going to be totally God hands me the stick, and God pulls me out of this eating disorder. Disordered eating, this binge behavior. Only God could fix me. And I honestly thought he wouldn't. And that was me having agnostic temperament. And there might be other people who think, yes, I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. And yet they have the same thinking. I can't believe that God would do it. He would completely do it. And not me. I had to totally surrender. I love this Shakespearean wording. Let us make haste to reassure you. Of course, we want to hurry up and tell you, hey, this is a program that works. And it doesn't work like a diet. It works with what am I eating over? And that is a miracle that we can get to the root causes. And we found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice, as soon as we would lay aside all that stops me from going to God, all that blocks me from going to God, whatever reason it is that says, no, I am not going to go to God, to a higher power than myself. As soon as we are able to do that, if we can just open our mind and for just a moment throughout the day, moments, say, okay, let me give God a chance. I have nothing to lose. And that really was my mindset this time. I'm not even going to try, God. I know the motions to take, but you're going to have to do this for me.
Time.
That is the story of someone who experienced multiple relapses. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, so that was our last share. Thank you to everyone who shared and everybody who did service on this meeting. If you didn't help out, we ain't having a meeting. So thank you so much. And now, if you want to stay for the unrecorded hour study, it's going to be after the newcomer greeter. So right now we're going to have Marjo read a vision for you on page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you till then. Then we'll pray the serenity prayer.
Thank you. Good morning. Again, Marjo from Massachusetts, recovered and eternally grateful. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.